improving women's access to justice and promoting gender equality were the focus of Thursday's press conference during the Human Rights Council meeting in Geneva. Irene Kahn, Director General of the International Development Law Organization, said the fundamental principles of human rights are about equal protection, but she noted that historically it's been shown that that equal protection has rarely extended to women. The universality of human rights, she says, doesn't work.
It wasn't until 20 years ago at Vienna that there was the rallying cry of women's rights are human rights. Why did we have to do that in 1993? It was because since 1948, the assumption was that somehow equality would happen, and it hasn't happened.
Ms. Kahn was referring to the World Conference on Human Rights that took place in Vienna, Austria in 1993. She believes the law still tends to fail women.
There are many laws that still discriminate, even on basic things, such as the testimony of a woman doesn't have the same worth as testimony of men in some countries. In terms of access to legal aid, women don't have the money, they don't live in remote places, they may not be able to access these court systems. So constantly we find that the formal legal system into which so much investment has gone in misses women out.
Ms. Kahn says the issue is not new and rarely makes the news unless there's a rape case. Similarly, says Miriam Estrada, former Ecuadorian Minister of Social Affairs, Latin America is characterized as being a region that has wonderful laws and that quickly ratifies all conventions and protocols that have to do with the rights of women. However, the problem in her region is implementation. Ms. Estrada says there are ways to merge theory with practice so that women are afforded better protection.
You have to train people. You have to let people know what are their rights so that they are able to claim those rights. You have to train the judges, the police, the prosecutors, the doctors, the psychologists. You have to train the whole society.
And Hina Jilani, former UN Special Representative of the UN Secretary General on Human Rights Defenders, pointed out that women's rights cannot be promoted in isolation.
For instance, if there is a law on violence against women, then there must be access through complaint mechanisms, through monitoring mechanisms, accountability and oversight mechanisms that will oversee the functioning and performance of law enforcement, for instance. So yes, it's a long battle and it's a work in progress, but at the same time, we have to have a clearer understanding of where this progress should be leading.
IDLO, the International Development Law Organization, which participated in the press conference, believes the concept of women's rights is about giving women power over their lives at every level of the justice chain. Jerry Adams, United Nations.